Congressman Jim Costa addressed the media last week regarding his support for drought legislation that passed through the Senate. Costa said Feinstein's bill addresses pumping regulations, specifically under the environmental report's suggested ranges.
The takes on the fish, the smelt, which has been very controversial, was de minimis. I mean, it wasn't even listed. There were no smelt that were taken. The salmonoid were under 10%, as were the steelhead. So when you have little take and you're not pumping to the level that you should, something's wrong with the system. The legislation that Senator Feinstein passed through the Senate would make it very clear about the operational flexibility should we have similar storms that would make the water available necessary to move it to parts of California, the San Joaquin Valley and Southern California, that is desperately in need of this water.
Costa said this legislation would keep water during storms from being wasted and cited the late storms that passed through California this year.
Hopefully, if we get some rain this fall, this winter, we will have the operational flexibility in place so that the water we lost in March of this year will not reoccur. We did pump over 440,000 acre-feet of water during the month of March and early April, but we could have pumped another 30 to 40% more, which would have brought maybe as much as 600,000 acre-feet or more south of the Delta during those storms that we had in March and early April.
For AgNetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.